That'll be the Mountain City Boys taking on LeBlanc. So that's what we've got on tap tomorrow evening. We'll be back here again. Those games scheduled for 6:30 and 8, but that's what they were scheduled for tonight, too. And we're going much earlier, as the other games didn't take as long to play as they had anticipated. So we're going to be going earlier than we had planned. Let's see. I may have another.
I do have one while you're looking. I got a first quarter score from Syracuse in the boys' game. It is Syracuse 17, Fall City 15 at the end of one in Syracuse.
Looks like they got a dandy going there. We've got time to step aside for one more 60-second timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off for this girls' championship game after this one-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Mountain City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City in Auburn. Dignity, quality, and care. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mountain City as we're having the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system. Cody, I've got an update here on the final now. The Sacred Heart Irish girls pick up their first win of the year. They open the season tonight by posting a 72-45 win over the Sterling Lady Jets. 72-45, your final. Sacred Heart with the win over Sterling in girls basketball. Up next there in Fall City will be the boys' varsity game between Sacred Heart and Sterling. And again, in the Fall City area, you can hear that live on the air, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, or anywhere around the country worldwide online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KPNC, and you can listen in anywhere worldwide. Again, the final 72-45, Sacred Heart with the win over Sterling. All right, we finished up with the introductions. This is for the championship of this 63rd annual Mountain City Tournament. Cody, this is such a fun time to come over here every year. You know, we've been covering this for about 20 years now. We've kind of become the official exclusive station of this Mountain City Tournament. They will be playing 17 games this week, and we carried, I think, 15 of the 17. We've had most of them on the air here tonight, and it's certainly our pleasure to be here, and it all kind of comes down to these championships. And a great place to work. We love to come
good
over
seat,
here.
Good seat. Good see everything.
Lots of old friends. We renew our old friendships. We make some new friendships every year when we're here, and just a fun place. I know it's always a highlight of my broadcast years to come to Mountain City for this tournament. This one in Mudecas at Beatrice, that's the other one. We see a lot of old friends when we get over there. All right, we're ready to get underway. East Atchison and LeBlanc, the official steps in. Here's a tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Eagles. LeBlanc with the basketball. A cross-court pass. Katie Bean puts it to the left wing. Over to Herrera. Skip pass to the near side. Tatum Studer. And very quickly, we've got a foul.
Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sophia Martin. That'll be her first personal foul. Team's first.
Sophia only made 11 seconds without getting a foul there. In the corner, Herrera. Herrera feeds it up to Shea Lewis. Shea Lewis around the horn into the corner. Long three is up. Off doesn't go down. Put up by Studer. And the rebound comes down to East Atchison. Long pass underneath the basket. They put it in through the baseline right side. Natalie Hedlund had it. A long three is up and off. No good. Herrera tips the ball over to her teammate. Back into forecourt now comes LeBlanc on the dribble. This is Katie Beam. Ball is going to be stolen away. Fast break lay-in. Basket is up, off, won't go down for Sloan Lewis. Rebound Katie Beam. Beam gets it down court in a hurry to Shea Lewis. There's a three on the way from the left wing put up by Herrera that doesn't go. Rebound Studer. Studer pulls it out and will bring it out between the rings and reset the offense. Studer stands in the midcourt circle on the dribble, guarded by Herrera. Herrera comes out now to challenge Studer. Her pass goes to the left side, Shea Lewis. Back to the near side, Studer. Into Herrera, free throw line. Turnaround shot, Herrera up and good. Kiana Herrera with the first 2 points of the ball game. And LeBlanc, there's a steal and a shot up. It doesn't go, and the rebound brought down on the baseline by Natalie Hedlund. Watch Hedlund. She's quite a ball player here, Cody. She's had it. Had 18 points in the first 4 minutes the other night. Whoa. Yeah, it was something. In the corner, right side, lob pass underneath. Herrera in traffic, kicks it out to Studer. Studer's jump shot is up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Hedlund once again. When they get the ball to Hedlund in the paint, she's pretty hard to stop underneath. 2-0 your score. LeBlanc on top, 6 minutes to play. There's Hedlund with a turnaround shot from the top of the free throw circle. Doesn't get it. Rebound by Lewis. This is Shea Lewis inside Herrera. Moves to the bucket. Herrera shot up and good. Kiana Herrera has 4 points. Timeout taken on the floor. 5:58 to play first period. 4-0. LeBlanc on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. We'll keep it here live.
That's not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Cody Swong back with you in Mound City. 5:58 to play first period, 4-0. LeBlanc out to an early lead. East Atchison with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Claire Martin across the timeline. A cross-court pass. Sophia Martin. Ball is stolen away. There's a shot inside the paint. Up and good by Shea Lewis. Shea has her first 2 points, and LeBlanc is up 6-0. Down court comes Hedlund with the basketball. Natalie Hedlund back across to Lewis in the paint. Driving shot up, off, no good. Rebound fought for underneath. Fast break the other way, and the ball goes in behind Katie Beam. Katie couldn't get turned around to get to it. A turnover will give the ball back once again to East Atchison. Natalie Hedlund inbounding it. Hedlund to toss it in. She'll stand on the baseline underneath the LeBlanc basket. Gets the pass in. Claire Martin back. It comes to Hedlund. Hedlund has it dribbled away from her. Sloan Lewis comes up with it. Stolen by Hedlund. Hedlund breakaway lay-in off the glass up and good. Natalie Hedlund with her first 2 points. 6-2 your score. LeBlanc up by four. This is Studer with the basketball. Studer to the right side. Comes down deep in the corner to Sophia Martin. Skip pass across to the left wing. There's a shot from the right elbow. That's up and good. Put in by Studer. Tatum Studer with her first 2 points.
That was a three.
That was a three. Okay, I was wondering because I looked up there and saw that nine. Thank you. Driving underneath Herrera. Oh, an open lay-in. She got a rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. And she's fouled. Herrera with 6 points through the foul. She'll go to the line for the and one.
Foul's going to be on East Atchison, Taylee Garrison. That'll be her first personal foul. Team's first as well.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Dealer in Fall City has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mount City High School. A big welcome to all of our listeners all around Northwest Missouri this evening. All of the small towns involved in this tournament, the area high schools. Once again, it's certainly our pleasure to be here with you. John Nixon and I were here throughout most of the week earlier. Tonight, Cody Swong joining us. We're pleased to have Cody on the air, and we hope you're enjoying the coverage on the air as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you. But we're all having a pretty good time tonight here on Sunny. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to East Atchison. Natalie Hedlund. Oh, no, wait a minute. We're shooting free throws. The official had me confused now. At the free throw line will be Herrera. And she'll be shooting one here. This is the and one. Shot is on the way up and got it. Herrera already with 7 points in the ballgame. Now they'll inbound it. Hedlund gets the ball right back. Goes around the defender. 3-on-1 fast break. Oh, Hedlund's pass just a little bit too tall down there for Tina Merriweather. Got away out of bounds. Is that who it was on the backside?
How'd that look like? Okay. That was Ellie Bloom back there.
On the dribble comes Shea Lewis inside the paint. Baseline left side. Here comes Herrera once again. Kicks it back up top. Studer to Lewis. Lewis puts it underneath. In trouble. Ball is loose and coming up with the steal is Natalie Hedlund. Now the ball gets loose once again and goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with East Atchison.
4 minutes to play. First period, it's 12-2 in favor of Bishop LeBond.
Natalie Hedlund will inbound the ball. Baseline, right side, against full court pressure. Down court to the left side. Lewis with it. Back across to Hedlund. She gets it across the timeline. Hedlund will slow things down a little bit this time. Coming back up to Claire Martin. Claire Martin on the dribble on the right side of the lane. Feeds it underneath. Shot is up and good. Natalie Hedlund. That's what I was telling you about. Hedlund, it can be deadly when she can get the ball inside the paint. 12-4, your score now. LeBlanc with the lead. Studer to the left elbow. Shea Lewis. Back to Studer it comes. Inside the paint, they go in with it to Raines. There's a shot from the right side by Beam. Up and off, no good. Katie Beam's shot. Rebound comes down to LeBlanc, and Studer will reset the offense. Inside Herrera, turnaround shot up and good. Kiana Herrera already with 9 points in the ballgame. 14-4, inbound pass stolen by Shea Lewis, but it got away off of Lewis out of bounds. It'll stay with East Atchison. Into the ballgame now for LeBlanc. Into the game comes Kaylee Ziesel. Subs in also, we've got Tina Merriweather into the lineup, as well as Tommy Martin onto the floor for East Atchison. Tommy Martin will inbound it into Merriweather. Down to Martin. Oh, big collision. Traveling is going to be called. Well, the defender was set. A good job there by Kaylee Ziesel to get set, and she kind of blindsided. I believe it coming down court, they didn't see it coming, so traveling is called. Here's a three from the corner, up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Tommy Martin. Out to Merriweather. Merriweather across the timeline. Left-handed dribble, works to the left-hand corner. She's double-teamed and triple-teamed down there, and the ball got away from her, out of bounds. Merriweather had that issue last night. She got trapped a couple of times down in the corner, and the ball got away off of her foot. Substitute in now, checking in is Haley Garrison back on the floor for East Atchison. In the corner, this is Katie Beam with the basketball up to Studer. Back to Beam, tipped away for a moment. Beam has it, goes deep in the corner, now tries to throw it back to Studer. Ball goes out of bounds, it'll be a turnover, and it goes back to East Atchison.
2:46 left to go, first period, still a 10-point game here. It's Bishop LeBond on top, 14-4. Subs into the ball game for Bishop LeBond is Kayla Beam and
Kyla Kennard.
Kyla Kennard.
Kennard, yeah, it took us two games to get that one straightened out, but it is Kennard. All right, 2:38 to go, clock running. Ball is loose on the floor. It was grabbed up. Back up top, Merriweather. Around the horn on the left side, Sophia Martin tried to lob it inside. Looking in, the ball got away. Steal the other way. Shea Lewis takes it all the way in. She'll be fouled, and the foul is going to go on Sophia Martin.
Sophia Martin now picking up her second personal foul. That'll be the team's third of this first half.
Shea Lewis will be at the line, and she'll be shooting two shots here. Lewis looks to the bucket. The shot is up and good. Got the first one. She'll have a second shot coming. Now into the game for East Atchison is Claire Martin. Claire Martin back on the floor. Lewis' shot is up and good. Shea Lewis hits a pair. She's got 4 points. 15-4, your score. East Atchison with the ball. Merriweather got it turned over. The ball is loose. Up to the top of the key, Shea Lewis. Shea, a cross-court pass to the left side. Sloan Lewis in traffic. That was Kennard that falls to the floor. The ball got away. What we got here?
Foul's going to be called on Haley Garrison. That'll be her second personal foul, team's fourth.
All right. LeBlanc will inbound it. Top of the key in the corner. Left side, long three. Up off, no good. Fight for the loose rebound. Ball is loose. Merriweather on the breakaway wants to go in. Pulls up for a little jump shot that misses everything. Now a struggle after the loose basketball in the corner. And stepping out of bounds there for East Atchison is going to be Claire Martin, and that'll turn it right back over again to LeBlanc.
Hedlund checking back into the ballgame for East Atchison here.
She'll replace Haley Garrison for the Wolves. Also back into the game now for LeBlanc comes Sloan Lewis. Sloan Lewis checks in. Sitting down is Emma Raines. 16-4 your score. With LeBlanc on top, a minute 47 to play here in the first period. Oh, there's a good job defensively. Batting the basketball right back was Faith Anderson. Faith came off the bench last night and was very active defensively. You'll see a lot out of Faith. Big, long girl, long arms, and she got quite a reach there and uses it to block shots. All right. Inbound the pass from the corner to toss it in. Herrera. Herrera gets it in. Ball is almost tipped away. Now picked up loose by Sloan Lewis. Kennard had it for a moment. Into Sloan Lewis. To the right side. Herrera with a long three. Got it. Herrera, that was a three, I'm sure, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah. Herrera nails a three from down in the corner. She's got 12 points already. Now the ball goes off the foot of Claire Martin out of bounds, and it'll be another turnover for East Atchison. LeBlanc up now 19-4. This surprises me a little bit. I was expecting this championship game to be kind of nip and tuck all night here, but LeBlanc has certainly jumped out to an early advantage. Inside the paint, there goes Herrera. Oh, nice little pass off to the right side. Not able to finish. There's Studer for three. Got it. Tatum Studer with her second three from out here on this right side. She's got six. Full court pressure by LeBlanc. They're up now 22-4. Hedlund takes it all the way for the driving layup. Can't get it. Ball is fought for. Rebound underneath. Tommy Martin had it momentarily. Here comes Herrera. The other direction. Feeds to Studer. Studer around the defender. Lay-in off the glass. Doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Studer to the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
The foul's going to be called on. That is going to be called on Olivia Morris. That'll be her first personal foul. Team's fifth now.
Studer's free throw is up and good. Tatum Studer with 7 points. She'll have another shot coming here. 22-4. Somewhat surprising. LeBlanc opening up this big of a lead this early in this ballgame, still playing in the first quarter. Tatum Studer, second shot is up and good also. Studer hits them both. She's got 8 points. East Atchison with the basketball on the dribble. Olivia Morris, a cross-court pass. Morris goes to Claire Martin. Around the horn right side, Tommy Martin. Back to Claire Martin. Into traffic to Faith Anderson. Faith Anderson tied up near the free throw line. Jump ball called. Possession arrow. Stays with East Atchison. The Wolves will inbound it. Inbounding the pass, Tommy Martin. Baseline right side under her own backboard. Martin looks for Anderson breaking through the paint. Comes up to Hedlund. Jump shot, Natalie Hedlund. Follow shot, try for putback. Put up by Tommy Martin. Whistle and a foul, and I think Tommy Martin is going to go to the line and shoot two.
Foul is going to be called on Sloan Lewis. That'll be her first personal foul. Team's first this first half.
At the free throw line is Tommy Martin shooting two shots. Free throw is up and good. Tommy Martin hits the first. She'll have a second shot coming here. Now into the lineup is Lizzie Sleeter. That is Sleeter, like E.E., Sleeter. Not Sluter, like it looks. That's another one we had to learn. Number 10 there. Second shot is up and good also for Tommy Martin. She got them both. Lizzie Sleeter, a sophomore, in the lineup. This is Studer with the basketball. Guarded by Sleeter. Here's a two-pointer from the right side. Up off the good. Herrera follow shot, putback. Kiana Herrera is on fire here. I haven't had a chance to add them up lately, but what, 13, 14 points, something like that? 6 seconds to go here in the quarter to the right side. Top of the key, long three is up and off, no good. There's the buzzer. After one quarter, the LeBlanc Golden Eagles up 26-6 over East Atchison. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, Nebraska is proud to announce that this year they're celebrating Nemaha County Gives Back in a new way, digitally. Your donations help provide food and gifts to Nemaha County community members during the holiday season. 100% of donations go to local charities. Donate online at nemahacountyhospital.com, or you can mail your donation to Nemaha County Hospital at 2022 13th Street in Auburn, Nebraska, 68305. Giving back to the local community during this holiday season. Visit NemahaCountyHospital.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We move to second quarter action. Here to describe it is Cody Schwong.
It'll be the Wolves basketball here to start this second quarter. It'll be going from our right to our left. Pass goes inside to Hedlund, loses it. Ball ends up on the floor, ends up in the hands of Sophia Martin. Now it's stolen away. Behind the back goes Studer across the timeline. It goes inside. Shot is up. No good for Sloan Lewis, but she'll be fouled and go to the free throw line. Sloan has not scored yet this evening, and she will have an opportunity for two free throws right here.
Foul on Haley Garrison. Wait a minute. Is that right? Yeah, on Haley Garrison. On Haley, that is her third personal already.
Lewis takes aim, fires, nails that one. 1 point in the ball game now. I added up Kiana Herrera's numbers there at the end of the first quarter. She had 14 first quarter points. Herrera leading the way for the legal so far. This is Sloan Lewis at the free throw line now. Shot is up and a violation as she stepped over the line a little bit early. Ball missed, so she'll go 1 for 2 from the free throw line. It'll be Wolves basketball here. This will be Hedlund inbounding it. She will toss it in. It'll go to Merriweather. Merriweather back to Hedlund, now picks up her dribble. Now it goes to Sophia Martin. Martin picks up her dribble against this full court pressure now by the Eagles. Now they get it across the timeline. This is Hedlund on the right. Oh, now the ball is stolen away by Shea Lewis. Lewis to the free throw line. Ends up getting it knocked away, but a whistle and a foul first as it'll stay with the Eagles there underneath the basket here. 27-6 the score.
Foul is going to be, I think, Katie Beam. Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Sophia Martin will pick up that
foul. I'm sorry. I looked at the wrong side. That's the third on Sophia Martin.
Shea Lewis knocks down the first free throw, and she'll have another opportunity for a second right here. She is now 3 for 3 from the free throw line with 5 points in the ball game. She takes aim, fires the second free throw, is off the front of the rim, no good. Ball tipped around, goes out of bounds, and they will say last touch by the Eagles. It'll go to the Wolves. 7:20 to play, second period. 28-6 the score. The Bishop LeBond Eagles in front here in this championship game. Live from Mound City High School tonight, Cody Schwong, Randy Gatula with you here. Here's a downcourt pass inside to Merriweather. Ball is tipped around, and another steal there. Ends up within the hands of Sloan Lewis. Lewis will give it off to Studer. Studer will pick up the basketball and go to the right corner. 3-point shot up, off, no good by Shea Lewis. That one won't go down. Rebound ends up in the hands of Hedlund. Hedlund picks up her dribble after a couple dribbles off the rebound. Now ends up in the hands of Olivia Morris. Morris gets it knocked away, now stolen away by the Eagles once again. Players on the floor. This is Lewis to the other end. Shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul, sending Lewis back to the free throw line.
Shea Lewis will be at the line. The foul is going to be, I think, on Hedlund. And on Natalie, that's her first personal. Team foul number 5.
As we just said, that Shea Lewis is 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Make that 3 of 5 as she misses the first free throw there.
That's the 8th team foul, my mistake. 8.
Here is the opportunity for the second free throw by Shea Lewis. Shot is up and doesn't miss that one. Goes down. 4 of 6 from the free throw line is Shea Lewis. And here comes the full court press again by the Eagles as the Wolves advance it across the timeline on the right side. The ball goes right corner to Tommy Martin. Back outside it goes. Olivia Morris, a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Bishop LeBond there.
Shea Lewis is going to be called for that one on Shea, her first personal. That's only team foul number two on the Golden Eagles. Off the bench now, Emma Raines checking in for LeBlond. Raines into the ballgame. Sloan Lewis will take a breather.
Here's the pass. Trying to go inside. They're trying to get it inside the headland. Ball is knocked away once again, but that is what the Wolves are trying to do, is get it inside the headland. Just a lot of tipping around going inside there.
When they've been successful, that's what they've had to do.
That's right.
Get the ball to headland. That's why they're in the championship.
Here's the pass. Inbound pass stolen. Now the ball is on the floor. Tipped around. Ends up in the hands of a Wolves player. Now here's a cross-court pass inside. Turnaround jump shot. Whistle and a foul on the shot before the block. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, sending Tommy Martin to the free throw line for the East Atchison Wolves.
He did that too fast for me. I'm going to have to wait till
he thought he said 12. We'll see here.
If so, it would be Emma Rames, but they still haven't posted it for us.
Tommy Martin, 2-for-2 from the free throw line here this evening. Shot is off, no good. She will have another opportunity here as it was a shooting foul. Another foul shot coming for her. Shot is on its way up, off, no good as well. Rebound comes down to Herrera.
Apparently Shea Lewis got that personal, and that's her second.
All right, now the Eagles have the basketball once again. Again, ahead 29-6. This is Studer with it on the left side. She'll pull it back out, go to Shea Lewis on the right side. Swing it around. The ball goes inside to Herrera. Herrera turn around, jump shot, a whistle, and a foul on the shot. Shot's no good, but Herrera going back to the free throw line once again.
Herrera at the line. The foul's going to be on Lizzie Sleater. On Sleater, that'll be her first personal.
Shot is on its way and good for Herrera. She's now 2-for-2 from the free throw line with another opportunity coming.
Checking into the ballgame now, Claire Martin and Faith Anderson back on the floor for East Atchison.
Herrera now with 15 points here in the first half. Shot is on its way up, off, no good, won't go down. 30-6 to score. The Wolves have the rebound. 30-6 to score. The Eagles in front of the Wolves. 5:55 left to go, second period. It's East Atchison's basketball. On this end of the court, they broke the full court press. Now the ball comes out to the top of the key. Now a trap's put on. Now the ball's on the floor.
Look how open.
Tie up.
Look how open Natalie Headland is.
Got to get her back outside. Now they do. Now Headland's short corner jump shots won't go down. Herrera there for a rebound. Outlet pass. It goes to Studer. Studer across the timeline in a hurry. Looks underneath. Good pass underneath there. Good pass from Studer to Emma Raines. And Raines has her first 2 points of the ball game. 32-6 now the score. Here come the Wolves back the other way. It'll go into Headland. Headland kicks it out to the right corner for a three. Shot won't go down. Over there, that was Ellie Bloom shooting that one. Did not go down for her as Eagles basketball as they get the rebound across the timeline they go. Here's a jump shot in the right short corner by Raines that won't go down. Rebound comes down to Faith Anderson. Anderson, outlet pass, it goes Claire Martin. Martin will bring it across the timeline on the right side. Bishop LeBlond in a 3-2 defense. Looks like they're trapping in the corners. At least they have so far when the Wolves get the basketball underneath. Now here's a pass cross court. Ends up in the hands over there of Bloom. Now back to the top of the key. 3-point shot by Olivia Morris won't go down. Offensive rebound Headland out to another three. And that one will go down for Ellie Bloom. Bloom knocks down the triple. And there's a little life for the Wolves coming here. 32-9 the score. 4:26 left to go. Second quarter. This is the Eagles coming back the other way. Studer bounce pass. It goes across, now finds the inside to Herrera. Herrera, turnaround, jump shot won't go down. Rebound comes down to Bloom. Bloom, outlet pass, it goes Martin. Martin, through defenders, to the paint, jump shot, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Headland. Headland puts it up, won't go down, gets her own rebound, puts it up again and gets it. She now has 6 points in the ball game, and it's 32-11 with halfway through the second period. Timeout on the court. We'll be back here at Mound City High School after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. 32-11, your score. LeBlond leading East Atchison. 4 minutes to play here in the first half, second quarter. in this girls' championship contest.
Back to live action. It'll be LeBron with the basketball. 4 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. And it looks like the Wolves will change up the defense just a little bit, maybe. The ball goes to the right corner. Dribble trying to drive baseline there was Kaylee Ziesel. And a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on, I believe they called it on Anderson.
Faith Anderson, that'll be her first personal. We're in the double bonus. That's 10 team fouls. So Ziesel will be at the line to shoot two.
Ziesel has not scored yet here this evening. The sophomore's first free throw is up. No good. And she'll have an opportunity, of course, because of the double bonus for another free throw here. Takes her dribbles. And that one goes down. So she gets one of the two. And back we go with the Wolves. Taking the full court pressure off now is the Eagles, at least on that possession. The Wolves will get it across the timeline with ease that time. Here's Anderson with it in the left corner, and then another steal there. It goes. That was Kennard with the steal. The Eagles come back the other way. Here's a left wing three-point shot or pass, however you want to score it. Underneath goes to Kennard, and she puts it in for two. Here come the Wolves the other way, 35-11. Bishop LeBond in front here in the girls' championship game, Mound City Tournament. This is Merriweather with it on the left side. Top of the key it goes, Martin back to Merriweather, looking to get it inside to Anderson. Now she'll dribble drive Merriweather up off the glass, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Kennard. Outlet pass it comes. This is on the right side. Dribbling through traffic, Kayla Beam puts up a shot. After a nice pass was Kaylee Ziesel. And up and good for Kaylee Ziesel after the nice pass there from Ream. Here are the Wolves coming the other way. 37-11 now the score. This is Merriweather with it. Goes to the right side. Ball tipped around. Ends up back in the hands of Merriweather. Left side it goes Martin. Martin, dribble drive, puts the shot up. Shot will not go down, but a whistle and a foul. She'll go to the line for two shots here. That was Claire Martin on the dribble drive that time.
And the foul is going to be called on Kyla Kennard.
Shot for Claire Martin, up and good. She is one for one from the free throw line, first points of the evening. Substitution into the game for the Wolves. This is Natalie Hedlin back into the game for the Wolves, replacing Lizzie Sleater. Second free throw for Martin, up no good. Rebound comes down to Sloan Lewis. Lewis, cross-court pass to Shea Lewis. And she'll bring it across the timeline. 2:30 to go here, second period. Score 37-12. Here it is on the right side. This is Kayla Beam with the basketball, looking to get it inside to Sloan Lewis. Ball is knocked away. The Bishop LeBond Eagles keep it. Now the ball ends up in the hands of Kennard on the left side. She'll dribble around to the right side and go back to Beam with it. And Sloan Lewis was trying to drive the baseline there. A whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on the Wolves.
Going to go on Faith Anderson. On Faith, that's her second personal. And, of course, we're in the double bonus. We passed the 10-point total here.
This is Sloan Lewis at the free throw line. She's one for two from the free throw line this evening. Shot is on its way, up and good. The Bishop LeBond Lady Eagles have not missed many free throws here tonight. And they are ahead 38-12 here late in the second quarter. We have 2:13 left to go. Here's the second free throw up for Lewis. Up and no good. Ball is tipped around on the rebound, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves. And Hedlin will inbound it to Claire Martin. Martin will bring it across the timeline on the right side. Looking to get something going are the Wolves. Here the ball goes down to Tommy Martin in the right corner. Now it goes cross court to Merriweather. Merriweather ends up having the ball taken away from her. Here comes Lewis the other way. Shot is up. Blocked off of Lewis, and turnover is going to go to the Wolves. Nice block there. Good hustle by Merriweather getting back and blocking that shot.
There's Ellie Bloom back in the lineup now for East Atchison, Cody.
Okay, here comes Claire Martin with the basketball. The Wolves looking to get some points on the board. Here's a pass that's almost knocked out of bounds there. Here it goes in the left corner. Ball is tipped around. Now it is out of bounds, but it's going to stay with East Atchison here.
Back into the lineup now is Tatum Studer. Studer, the 5'9 junior point guard.
Olivia Morris will inbound it. She will pass it over to Claire Martin. Harden using the screen of Morris. Now it goes inside to Hedlund. There's where you want the ball. Turnaround jump shot up and good. There's where you want the basketball if you're an East Atchison fan. Right in there in Hedlund's hands. Here comes the Bishop along the other way. Excuse me. Here's Studer. Studer dribbles, looking to find a cutter underneath there. Now a pass goes across court, ends up in the hands of Ziesel. Now here's a three-point shot by Kennard that goes down. Kyla Kennard knocks down the triple. She now has 5 points in the ball game, and the score is 41-14. We're closing in on a minute to play here in the second quarter. Here are the Wolves coming back the other way. This is Morris. She'll go to the left corner. Now to the free throw line. It goes to Ellie Bloom. Bloom back out to Claire Martin, and they'll set up the offense. Martin, crossover dribble, looks to go to the left side. That's Hedlund. Now cross-court pass. It comes back into the left corner. Now inside the block. That's Bloom. Bloom to Hedlund. Hedlund, dribble drive, left block. Inside pass. It goes to Tommy Martin. It's blocked away there by Kaylee Ziesel, and Ziesel will bring it across the timeline. Looks to go to Studer, but throws it away. Ends up in the heads of Hedlund. Fast break layup up and good for Natalie Hedlund.
She's got 10 now in double figures for East Atchison.
41-16, 20 seconds to play here, second quarter. Ball goes out of bounds after the tip pass. East Atchison showing a little bit of urgency here, trying to get back in this ball game defensively. But it'll stay with the Eagles. We're under 20 seconds now. Ball comes in to Studer. Studer will hold it there at the right side, looking at the Wolves' defense. Now to go inside to... That was Sloan Lewis, who puts up the jump shot underneath the basket, up and good. Now 43-16. Clock shows 5 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and a three-point shot by Claire Martin that almost goes down off the front of the rim, and that'll take us to the halftime break. Don't go away. We'll have first half scoring highlights and take a look at a few other things here before we send it back to the studio. First half score, 43-16. Bishop LeBlanc in front. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula along with Cody Schwong back with you here at Mountain City High School. Kathy Niggas, our producer-engineer tonight, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Time now for the Armbruster Motor Company halftime scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motors. If you've been in a fender bender, need a touch-up paint job or a tow-in, Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City has you covered. Now here's Cody with a look at the numbers.
The halftime score is 43-16 in favor of the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Their leading scorer is Kiana Herrera, who has 15 points in the ball game so far. She had 14 of those in the first quarter. She is 2-for-3 from the free throw line, again with 15 points. Scoring alongside her, Tatum Studer, Studer has 8 points. Shea Lewis has 6 points. Kyla Kennard has 5 points. And it's 4 for Sloan Lewis, 3 for Kaylee Ziesel, and Emma Raines added 2 for their total of 43. The Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles were 11 for 17 there in the first half from the free throw line for their total of 14. And for the Wolves, they were led by Natalie Hedlund. She had 10 points in the first half, and Ellie Bloom added 3. Tommy Martin had 2, and Claire Martin added 1 free throw for their total of 16, 43-16. Bishop LeBlanc in front here in the girls' championship basketball game at the Mound City Tournament.
This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Companies. If you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, look no further than Arm Brewster Motors at 307 West 17th Street in Fall City. We've got a scoring update from the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City over on KTNC. The Sacred Heart Irish boys leading Sterling after one quarter, 27-5 the score after one quarter. Sacred Heart over Sterling, 27-5 after one. Right now we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, check in with your local weather, another two-minute break, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing runs like a deer.
If you're getting the staff of Hiawatha Implement, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors, wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 32. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 49. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 35. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Sunday with daytime highs approaching 58. 38 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is SureAg LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then SureAg LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at SureAg LLC. new owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. SureAg, LLC, located in Forest City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmland City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School. It's halftime in the girls' championship game of this Mound City Invitational Tournament. At the half, the LeBlanc Eagles leading the East Atchison Wolves 43-16, our halftime score. My name is Randy Gatula, sitting alongside Cody Swong tonight. Cody and I will be back tomorrow night to bring you the girls' consolation game at 6:30, followed by the boys' championship game at 8 o'clock. Now, those are the scheduled times, 6:30 and 8 o'clock, but tonight we got a full half hour ahead of time here. So just be with us anytime after about 6:15 for tomorrow night, as Cody and I will be right back here at Mound City. The Mound City girls and boys playing in the girls' consolation game and the boys' championship game tomorrow night right here.
You know, Randy, you were talking about having a Northwest tournament. And I just looked down here during halftime, and you look at these boys sitting in front. There's Rockport boys sitting right next to the East Atchison boys. And if that's not cool, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well, some of these kids, they've all known
each other
for so long.
That's neat.
Yeah.
You go compete on the court, and you're still friends when it's all over.
And,
so that's what it's about.
Sometimes, I know it used to be this way in southeast Nebraska, the old Nemaha Valley Conference with all the little schools. It was just a matter of which side of the road you lived on.
Yeah,
I had cases where we baled hay together all summer and then played football against each other in the fall. So sometimes that's your cousin on the other side, too. You never know. All right, we're ready to move to third quarter action here, 43-16. LeBlanc on top, and here's Cody.
All right, it'll be LeBlanc basketball coming into the third quarter. They'll have Studer out there running the point. It'll go over to the right side to Shea Lewis. Lewis is also out there with Sloan Lewis, Herrera, and Katie Beam. That's a five for the Bishop LeBlanc as Herrera drives to the basket, puts up a shot on the left side, and is fouled on the shot.
I think Haley Garrison's going to get called for this, and Haley kind of got the worst end of things there. She caught an arm to the nose, I think. And on Garrison, that will be her fourth personal, first team foul of the half on the Wolves.
All right, Herrera, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Free throw on the way, up and good. 16 points now in the ball game, 15 in the first half. Herrera, the senior, 5'11 senior, had a great game here this evening. Shot is on its way, up short off the iron, won't go down. And rebound is cleared by Hedlund. Natalie Hedlund exits the basketball to Claire Martin. Martin will bring it up the left side. Now it finds Tommy Martin in the left corner. Back around it goes. This is Garrison with it at the free throw line. Still in the game with those four fouls. Hedlund drives to the basket, loses it, ends up in the hands of Martin. Now underneath it goes Garrison. Garrison pass underneath the Hedlund. Shot is on its way. Up and good off the glass. Hedlund now with 12 points in the ball game. 44-18 the score. Just started this third quarter. Now here's a bounce pass to the free throw line for the Eagles. Now underneath it goes. This is Katie Beam with it underneath. Now out top it goes. Finds Herrera back in the left corner for a three that won't go down. Offensive rebound by Lewis. Won't go down as well. Rebound cleared by the Wolves. Hedlund with the rebound. Now here's a pass that's knocked away, trying to find Tommy Martin underneath. Now down court we go in a hurry. Studer, left-handed layup. Won't go down. Gets her own rebound. Dribbles around. Puts the shot up in front of the rim. Won't go down. Rebound fought for by two teammates on the Eagles. Ends up in the hands of Beam. Beam finds Herrera at the free throw line. This is Sloan Lewis for a three on the left side and knocked down. Excuse me, that was Shea Lewis. Shea Lewis knocked down the triple. She's got 9 points in the ball game.
Tell me how Katie Beam at 5'3 got that rebound a minute ago.
Offensive rebound down there for Katie Beam. You bet. Here comes the Wolves. finds Garrison. This is Haley Garrison with it in the right corner, holding it there. Now trying to get it back out top. It goes out to Sophia Martin. Back to Garrison, looking to lob it inside the headland, knocked away by Herrera. Herrera with the steal. Herrera bringing it down the court herself, across the timeline. 1-on-3, kick out to Lewis. Lewis traveled with the basketball, was looking to put up the shot. That's Sloan Lewis that time, looking to put up the shot there for the Eagles, but traveled first.
Sloan did that little, I call it the bunny hop.
Yeah.
Before she got rid of it there, just a little stutter step. That's all it takes.
So it'll be the Wolves basketball after the turnover. 47-18.
They'll blow that whistle right in your ear when you do that. I know from experience.
I've done that a few times myself. This is Hedlund with it underneath. Turnaround jump shot off the glass. Won't go down. Rebounds it herself. Ends up getting it. Misses it again. And rebound comes down to Shea Lewis this time. Lewis will bring it up the left side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Finds Studer in the left corner for a three. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Herrera. Herrera fights underneath there with Garrison. Ends up in the hands of Katie Beam again with the rebound. Ball goes inside to Lewis. Turnaround jump shot from the free throw line. Won't go down. Haley Garrison grabs the rebound. Exit pass. It goes. Martin. Through traffic. To the right block. Puts up a shot. Loses it. And goes out of bounds. It'll end up in the hands of the Eagles. Subs in for the Wolves.
Good defense there by Sloan Lewis just to stay straight up a minute ago and get the turnover.
Checking into the game for the Wolves as Faith Anderson came in.
Olivia Morris.
And Tina Merriweather checked in as well. So Merriweather.
Was Tommy Martin out there before?
She was. Okay. She was, yep. Tommy Martin on the floor along with Hedlund after those three subs. Now here's a turnover that's going to go to the Wolves. One of the few miscues that the Blonde has had so far here this evening, Randy.
Don't forget tomorrow night, third place girls consolation game, Mound City taking on South Holt. That's scheduled for a 6:30 tip-off right here on Sunny 101.3.
Merriweather with the basketball for the Wolves. Oh, good pass there. Now it's knocked away and stolen. They were trying to get it underneath to Anderson, and this is Shea Lewis pushing it back the other way. Puts up a shot, goes around Morris, and scores for two. That was Shea Lewis on the dribble drive.
She's in double figures now with 11 points.
49-18, your score. Here come the Wolves back the other way. Jump shot in the lane. Tommy Martin won't go down. There's Studer with the rebound. Studer dribbles it up the right side, looking to go to Katie Beam with it. Oh, nice pass. No-look pass underneath to Herrera. And Herrera puts it up and down. 18 points now in the ball game for Herrera. That was a great pass, Randy.
Teammates like that, easy to see how Herrera gets a lot of points.
Now we'll have the Wolves basketball looking to answer that too. Ball goes to Hedlund at the free throw line. Dribble drive, right block. Won't put up the shot that time. Kicks it back out to Morris. Morris dribble driving through traffic. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Bishop LeBlanc Eagles.
I believe that's going to go on Katie Beam. On Katie, that's her first personal team foul number one of the half on the Eagles.
We had four players sub in for the Eagles. We'll try to work them in here.
Two platoon basketball here all at once.
Here comes Hedlund. Jump shot from the short corner. Won't go down. Here's one of the subs. This is Kyla Kennard. Hands it off to Herrera. Herrera. Spin move into paint. Left-handed layup up and good for Herrera. Nice move there by the senior. Also in there for the Eagles is Kaylee Ziesel. And Kayla Beam, here's a three-point shot by Morris. It won't go down. Rebound comes down to Kayla Beam. Beam will bring it across the timeline on the left side. That fourth sub for the Eagles was Emma Raines. Now here's a short corner jump shot for Ziesel that won't go down. Rebound comes down to Herrera. Herrera sets up the offense once again for the Eagles. Now here's Herrera with it. Cross-court pass to Kennard. It's blocked away as she was trying to put up the three-point shot by Hedlund. Hedlund on the dribble drive through traffic. Passes it off to Merriweather. Merriweather jump shot up and good. Good pass there by Hedlund to find Merriweather for two.
Merriweather's first 2 points.
Here's a pass underneath on the right block. Ball go underneath to Emma Raines. A whistle and a foul as she was trying to put up a shot underneath the basket there.
That's going
to
go on Faith Anderson. On Faith, that'll be her third personal foul and team foul number two.
So we'll send Emma Raines to the free throw line. Shot is up and no good. She has 2 points in the ball game on a field goal in the first half. Now we got five new subs in for the East Atchison Wolves.
I thought they'd wait and do this to me in the fourth quarter, but you're getting...
We'll both get a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So
Lizzie Sleeter's in there. She's number 10 on the near side.
Reigns' second free throw up and good. Now 3 points in the ball game. Scores 53-20 in favor of the Eagles. Now here comes across the timeline with the basketball. This is Claire Martin, who checked into the ball game, along with Sophia Martin, who has the ball now. This is Lizzie Sleeter, and the ball is tipped away. Ends up on the floor. Kind of a scrum for it. I think whistle, and I hope we have a jump ball. Everybody's safe. Let's see. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Wolves.
Four girls rolling around on the floor after that basketball. Nobody can find the handle on it.
The fourth and fifth subs for East Atchison there was Ellie Bloom and Haley Garrison checking into the ball game. So we got the subs cleared up as the inbound pass is tipped away. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Wolves, so it'll stay or it'll go back to LeBlanc. 2:30 to play here, third period. This is Bishop LeBlanc with it on the right side. Whistle, and she stepped on the baseline as she was trying to drive over there. That is Emma Raines with the turnover. It'll go back to East Atchison. Here comes Claire Martin with the basketball across the timeline against this Bishop LeBlanc defense. Now uses a screen from Bloom. Cross-court pass. We get the ball inside to Bloom. Ball is tipped away. Ends up in the hands of Herrera. Herrera with the steal. Coming back the other way. She'll go at the top of the key with it. Left side it'll come. This is Kayla Beam. Beam underneath. Now we're looking to get it underneath the Reins. Now they do. Short corner jump shot. Nailed it from the right side. Emma Reins now with 5 points in the ball game, and it's 56-20. Here comes East Atchison. East Atchison across the timeline on the right side. This is Martin. Martin picks up her dribble, finds Sophia Martin on the right side. Dribble drive baseline, right block. Shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul on the shot. It'll send Sophia Martin to the free throw line. Sophia has not scored yet tonight, but has a chance here.
Fouls on Kayla Beam. On Kayla, that's her first personal team foul number two.
Free throw is on the way, up and good. That's her first point of the ball game. Sophia Martin sub into the ball game. Faith Anderson will replace Lizzie Sleeter. And in for Bishop LeBlanc, I believe that was Shea Lewis replacing Herrera. Second free throw for Sophia Martin on the way. Up and nothing but nylon there as well. And it'll be 2 points for her at the free throw line here this evening. Here comes Lewis with the basketball. Underneath it goes. This is Ziesel who loses it. Now we have a whistle on the steal. I believe they're going to call a foul.
Foul's going to be on Ziesel. Kaylee Ziesel picks up her first personal team foul, number three of the half on the Eagles.
East Atchison with the basketball. We're under 2 minutes, a minute 40 to play here. Third period, 56-22 the score. Bishop LeBlanc in front here. Now the ball goes underneath to Faith Anderson. Finds Ellie Bloom under there, who tries to put up the shot and is fouled on the way up. Shot no good, so two free throws coming for Ellie Bloom with 3 points on the evening.
Foul on Emma Rames, her first personal, team foul number four.
Here's the free throw. Up and no good for Bloom. She'll have another opportunity here at the free throw line. I really appreciate Randy. Thanks for letting me come back and help out. I appreciate that. It's been fun.
It's been a long week. I'm glad to have you here.
Second free throw on the way, up and off iron, no good. Rebound comes down to the Wolves. Tries to put up a shot over there with Sophia Martin blocked away. Now the ball rolls out of bounds as players are diving after it, and it'll go back to Bishop LeBlanc.
I'll agree there's a lot worse ways to spend a Friday night than at the Mount City Invitational Tournament. This is always a good time.
I'm glad basketball's back, too.
Yeah.
Like basketball. All right, here we go. Bishop LeBlanc with the basketball. A minute 20 to play, third period. This is Shea Lewis with it at the top of the key. Now she'll tip it off to the right side to Kayla Beam. Back to Lewis in the left corner now as she cut through there. Tries to find Kennard underneath. Now a scrum for it. Players on the floor. Ball is still loose. Now the ball is rolling towards the midcourt line. Players diving after the ball. A whistle and a foul as Sophia Martin was trying to get the ball there for the Wolves.
I think Sophia's going to get called for the personal.
I think that's her fourth personal foul now, Randy.
Yeah, it should be. And team foul
five, four.
Four.
Now the inbound pass for the Eagles, it comes. This is Beam with it. Tries to get it inside to range. Stolen away by Faith Anderson. Anderson brings it back across the timeline on the left to our right. Back out to Martin. Martin will dribble drive through traffic. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Garrison. Garrison puts up the shot, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Emma Raines. Raines, outlet pass to Kennard. Kennard dribble drives to the right corner. Then both defenders split off of her. She's open. Passes it underneath. Cross-court pass. It goes. Three-point shot up for Shea Lewis. No good. Offensive rebound up and good. That was Emma Raines over there getting the offensive rebound and the putback.
Raines with 7 points now.
58-22. 17 seconds to go here. Third period. 58-22. Faith Anderson with it for East Atchison. Goes to Garrison. Left elbow. This is Martin with it now. Back out to Sophia Martin. That was Claire Martin to Sophia Martin. Down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds. You got to shoot it. Claire Martin puts up a shot from the right elbow that won't go down. And that'll take us to the end of the third period where your score is Bishop LeBlanc 58, East Atchison 22 in the girls' championship game of the Mountain City Tournament. We'll take a one-minute timeout, come back for fourth quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. LeBlanc with the basketball. Here's a long three from the left side, short off the front of the rim. That was put up by Katie Beam. The rebound comes down to East Atchison. Quickly into forecourt. They feed it underneath on the baseline. Right side trying to handle was Lizzie Sleater. She lost a handle on it, and Herrera comes back the other direction. On the right side, they put it down in the corner, trapped down there for a minute. Now Studer comes across to the baseline left side, gets it to Shea Lewis. Now Studer with a long three from the left corner, doesn't go. Rebound East Atchison. They'll push it down. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go against LeBlanc.
Foul is going to be called on Tatum Studer. That'll be her first personal foul. I believe that's the team's fourth.
All right. Ball with East Atchison. Handling it is Kenna. That's Kenna, actually, believe it or not. That's Kenna Merriweather. Feeds it in to Hedlund. Hedlund's shot is up, doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back won't go. Rebound, put back again won't go. And finally coming down is Herrera with the rebound. Down court to Studer. Studer works into the corner on the right side of the basket. Back up to Herrera out on the right wing. Between the rings, top of the circle. On the left side, ball stolen away. Fast break, other direction, and lost the handle. Now they feed it over to Hedlund. She can't get it. An uncontested lay-in. Wouldn't drop for her. Sleater couldn't get it to go. Hedlund couldn't get it to go. Herrera beats it back to the near side. Here's a shot. Was that Shea Lewis?
That was Shea Lewis. Yep.
That's a three.
That was a three.
So Shea Lewis now with 14 points in the ballgame. 61-22, 6:09 to go in the ballgame. Olivia Morris holds it. Bounce pass. Goes inside. Stolen away by Herrera. One on two fast break. Herrera will take it in. Left-handed lay-in. Oh, that was nice.
That was awesome.
A sweet move there by Herrera as she laid that one with a left-handed, almost a hook shot.
Yeah.
That looked like something Patrick Mahomes would do. There's Merriweather on the right side. Shot in and out. Won't go for her. And the rebound pulled down under the basket by Sloan Lewis. Sloan just muscled it away from Lizzie Sleater. All right, they slow things down here a little bit now. 63-22, up by 21. Studer gets the pass, comes back to Shea Lewis. Shea Lewis with the dribble. Had Katie Beam there, now back up top to Lewis. Shea Lewis dribbles between defenders, bounce pass Beam underneath right side, shot up off, no good. Ball rebound is pulled down by Sloan Lewis and then knocked away from her, and here they come. Five subs checking in. Got some first-time players on the floor. Carly Harden in for the first time tonight.
Ziesel and Kennard are both back out there, along with Caleb Beam. And then, like he said, Carly Harden is in there, along with Reigns.
Inbound pass comes into Kayla Beam. Kayla holds it for a minute to Ziesel. Ziesel on the right side. Again comes back with it. Now on the baseline in the corner. Kennard with a long three that's up and off for a good rebound. Follow shot, put back into Reigns. Reigns with the putback. I believe she's up to 9 points
now.
9 points. And 4.5 minutes left to play in the ballgame. 65-22. It appears right now that LeBlanc has this third-place game sewed up. We invite you to stay with us, though. Here's Hedlund under the basket. Shot is up and good. Natalie Hedlund has 14 points. Want to be sure and be with us for the postgame wrap. We'll let you know how your favorite player did here as part of the Arm Rooster Motor Company postgame scoring recap. With the basketball in traffic, that's Carly Harden out of the top of the key. Kennard with a long three that doesn't go. The rebound goes to the floor. Everybody down there after. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow. And now I got five new ball players coming in for East Atchison. Looks like Claire Martin is back on the floor, as is Sophia Martin. At least these are players we've seen before. Ellie Bloom is back out there, as well as Faith Anderson. And who's the last one?
Garrison.
Haley Garrison. All right. With the ball, Martin. To Garrison in the corner, lobs it inside the paint. There's a shot up that won't go. Rebound is pulled down by Kennard. Down court pass, fast break. Into the corner, on the right side they go with it. Handling it over there is Kennard. Now gives it up to Emma Reigns to the near side. Here's a three on the way. That's up and off, no good. Put up by Kayla Beam. And the rebound comes down to Faith Anderson. Outlet pass to Martin into forecourt with 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. 65-24, your score. LeBlanc on top. That's going to be an over and back. Not able to quite handle it over there was Sophia Martin.
Sub into the ballgame. This is Allie Welter checking into the ballgame for the first time tonight for Bishop LeBlanc.
Welter, a 5'2 sophomore, making her first appearance this evening. And here comes five more new ones in for East Atchison. Where are all these people coming from? Brooke Lee. Brooke Lee in the ball game. We haven't seen her before in there.
J.C. Smith in there. Sleater back in.
That will get some more new numbers. All right, on the near side, handling it here for LeBlanc, Kayla Beam. This is Kayla Beam. Cross-court pass, far side to Emma Reigns. Reigns gives it down in the corner to Katie Beam. Now Reigns from the right side. Shot is up. Off no good. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good. On the putback was Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel has 5 points, 67-24. On the dribble here. Ball got away out of bounds, and it's going to go back to LeBlanc. Inbounding it will be Kayla Beam. Beam will toss it into Ellie Welter, who just checked into the lineup, and Welter brings it across the timeline. Back to Kayla Beam. Kayla just holds it, comes to Welter, skip pass across. Welter almost turns it over, gets the ball back to Ziesel with it. A minute 35 to go. Ziesel to Welter. Welder's going to launch a long three. Saved from going out of bounds. Tipped in. Try for follow shot. Putback is up and won't go. Putting up that shot was Carly Harden. Ball got away out of bounds, and it'll belong to East Atchison. J.C. Smith will inbound it. Smith tosses it in. Across the timeline, working with the dribble. Into the corner. Baseline left side, down deep. That's going to be Brooke Lee that handles it. Now underneath the basket, trying to put a shot up, was Alex Barnett. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to LeBlanc. Less than a minute to go, 56 seconds. In traffic, baseline right side, shot up, won't go. Try for follow shot, put back up and good by Carly Harden. And Carly Harden got in the scorebook here late in the contest. 69-24, clock down to 40 seconds to play. On the dribble, I've got a 13 out there that I can't find on my...
I got Oswald.
Oh,
got
that's
Oswald
right there.
In red.
I see the little note in red. That's Oswald. That's why that little note in red is in there. She snuck in on us last night. Wasn't on the original roster, so we had to pencil that one in. Here the ball gets tipped away, goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to East Atchison. They'll inbound it to Oswald. She'll dribble it across the timeline. Oswald... now reverses the dribble, flips it over to J.C. Smith in the corner left side. Down deep on the left is Ellie Sparnett. Underneath the basket, trying to go up with a shot. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Carly Harden. Harden will pick up the personal. And Time will expire with the running clock, and there's your ball game. Your final score, LeBlanc 69 and East Atchison 24. So the LeBlanc Golden Eagles capture championship honors in the 63rd annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. Don't go away. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the Armbruster Motor Company post-game scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgro, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School, where the LeBlanc Golden Eagles have just captured the championship honors of this Mound City Invitational Tournament by posting a 69-24 win over East Atchison. It's time now for the Armbruster Motor Company post-game scoring report. Armbruster Motors are committed to providing you with the highest level of service, so you'll always choose them for your maintenance and repair needs. And here with the numbers again is Cody Schwong.
As Randy said, our final score here tonight in the girls' championship game of the Mound City Tournament, the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles got the win 69-24 over the East Atchison Wolves. And the scoring breakdown for the Eagles goes something like this. Kiana Herrera had 22 points tonight. She was followed by Shay Lewis, who had 14. Emma Raines had 9. Kayla Beam had 8. And 5 apiece for Kaylee Ziesel and Kyla Kennard. Adding 4 was Sloan Lewis. And Carly Harden added 2 for their total of 69. They were 13 of 21 from the free throw line this evening. And again, their total was 69. East Atchison kind of looks like this. Natalie Headland, 14 points in the ball game. And 3 points for Ellie Bloom. 2 apiece for Sophia Martin, Tommy Martin, and Kenna Merriweather. And 1 point for Claire Martin for their total of 24. Again, final score, 69-24. Bishop LeBlanc gets the win in the championship game of the Mound City Tournament.
This post-game scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Companies, located at 307 West 17th Street in Fall City. If you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, look no further than Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City. We're going to take another two-minute timeout, and we'll update you on the game played earlier here. Also, we've got some scoring updates from Syracuse and Fall City to share with you, and we'll talk a little bit about tomorrow night's games. That's all coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Looking for lending partners that aren't afraid to get their boots dirty? Then talk to our ag lenders here at the bank. Our lenders know ag, and they're local. Because we make our decisions locally, you'll get quick answers on your loan requests. Stop by to talk or call to schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, located in Falls City and Stella.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Cody Schwong back with you here at Mound City High School. We've just wrapped up the second of our doubleheader here in the game played earlier this evening in the boys' third-place consolation game. It was Rockport getting the win over East Atchison. 60-51 was the final. Rockport getting third in the boys' bracket. In the girls' championship game completed just a moment ago, it was LeBlond over East Atchison. 69-24. Those are your finals. We want to remind you that Cody and I will be back here again tomorrow night with the girls' third-place consolation game. That will be the Mound City Lady Panthers facing the South Holt Knights in the girls' third-place game. That'll be followed by the championship in the boys' bracket, Mound City taking on LeBlond. Now, those are scheduled for 6:30 for the third place and 8 o'clock for the championship, but as we found out tonight, that can vary. So be tuned in anytime after about 6 o'clock for our live coverage, our continuing live coverage of this Mound City tournament. Another scoring update for you from Fall City at the rack. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Sterling boys at halftime, 43-16. That game's still on the air. Our buddy John Nixon is over on KTNC in the Fall City area, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, online at mscsports.net. Click on KTNC. So we invite you to join over to KTNC and finish up your evening of basketball with Mr. Nixon. Cody, your final thoughts here.
Also got a score from Syracuse.
Okay.
The boys' side, it was Syracuse 46, Fall City 34. So that was the final from Syracuse.
Final. Okay, 46-34, Syracuse over Fall City. Cody, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Perfect.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school basketball here from Mound City. For Kathy Higgins, our producer, engineer, and Cody Schwong, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in this girls' championship. It was LeBlond 69, East Atchison 24. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.